Hey, this is John Miles, and you're listening to Dunkin's Donuts.
We all invent ourselves and Hello and welcome to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia on a very, 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 very soggy day. Oh boy. At the top, we heard R.E.M. from their 1994 album Monster. That was the song Crush With Eyeliner, a song very famously covered by the band Putty at the 1996 Richmond High School talent show at the Gateway Theater. And I just happen to have the guitarist from that band, Putty, in studio today. Shane, hello.
Hi, everybody. It's really great to be here. Thanks, Duncan.
It's such an honor to see you again.
Well, it's been a long time since that show, but as we were just saying, in my recollection, we really killed it. And
I was the singer for that band. So Shane, you're an old friend of mine, has come out to UBC, and he's going to be sitting in today. You may know him from some of the music that he's created. So what are some of the bands that you've been in?
I was pretty involved with Wintermits for about 10, 11 years, something like that. And we are still occasionally around playing shows, so keep your eyes out. We do regroup from time to time. And also a band called White Blood Cells, and recently been playing some music again. Nothing to share with anybody at this point, but Duncan will be the first to know.
Sounds good. And so you're going to sit in today, and you got some music to play later on. But we're going to start off with some Stephen Malkmus. You a Malkmus Pavement fan?
Of course.
All right. So he has a new album coming out called Sparkle Hard. And this is the song Solid Silk. This is Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks.
Nuts. It ain't nuts, donuts. Thank you.
MRG Concerts present Calpurnia. Calpurnia is a four-piece from Vancouver, Canada, led by Finn Wolfhard, who is best known for his performances on Stranger Things and It. Through a chance meeting on the set of a music video shoot, Finn and drummer Malcolm Craig hit it off immediately. This chemistry then led Isla Tesler-Mabe and Jack Anderson to join the band, and through their unequivocal passion for music, Calpurnia was created. Catch Calpurnia on December 21st and 22nd at the Vogue Theatre. Tickets on sale at mrgconcerts.com.
Lord, I need a creative outlet. How on earth can I channel everything that's inside of me?
You know you can do that at CITR and Discorder, right?
Pardon me?
Yeah, you can illustrate for Discorder magazine or take photographs of events and artists, and they can teach you how to use Photoshop in their media lab.
That is so exhilarating. It fills my soul with lightning.
Yeah, just email volunteer@citr.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
My fingers are dancing to see.
right. That was Gum Country from their record, their self-titled record, and that was the song Tennis, I Feel Okay. Not an okay day for tennis, but Gum Country, you can still sing its praises in song. Before that, we heard Milk from their absolutely stupendous new album, Mattress Ranch. That was the song Melty. And there's an amazing video for that song illustrated by Courtney from the Courtneys. You can look it up. It's great. Both of those bands are going to be playing at Redgate next Wednesday night, along with Champion Lawnmower. That should be a very fun night next Wednesday at Redgate. And at the top, we heard Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks from their album Sparkle Hard. That was the song Solid Silk. Good stuff. All right, Shane, you've got a couple of picks for us.
Yeah, just going to play a few songs from my recently added here. And starting off, we've got an artist from Calgary, Alberta. And we know of Calgary, Alberta as a place that is very rich in natural resources, but has quite a problem getting their products to market. However, they've had no problem at all getting Mariel Buckley down the pipeline to you. And we're going to play her song right now, Rose Colored Frames.
Heck yeah. All right. Give it to us.
Must be looking to rose colored frames, and no matter how brightly the sun might be shining, things could never be the same. So while I'm living in the darkness of shame, smiling still hardly deny the truth of our foolish mistakes, holding on tightly, still fighting with pride and the plans that we'd made. And if I'm keeping myself honest as I'd intended to do, I should have let go when I fell so far.
World spin. you love. I can't pay for this. All I've got is money. And money don't make the world spin. Sometimes in the world, the thing that you love dies and you cry and you cry and cry. Sometimes in the world, you turn your back on it. Don't normally go in for that kind of thing. As a rule, Vancouver's got a new Caligula. Hey, that's cool. Sometimes in the world, sometimes in the world. Sometimes in the world, sometimes in the world. Sometimes in the world, you're very alive. Your nuts and bolts and electrocutions, your antidotes, your solutions. I can't pay for this, all I've got is. But this, all I've got is money.
Learn, 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 it stays.
On that note. All right, who did we just hear?
That's Martha Wainwright, and I love that song, Around the Bend. It is... The lyrical content is better. I just feel like it's her version of My Way in a strange way. I don't know if the listeners would agree with that, but she's putting it out there and proving that baby boomers can still be relevant.
Is she a baby boomer?
She's got to be up there, right?
Yeah,
I
guess so.
She's
yeah.
Rufus Wainwright's mom.
Is she? Oh, I thought she was. Oh, yeah, you're right. Of course. Yeah, I thought she was Luden's daughter. Oh. Luden Wainwright's daughter. I thought she was.
You might. I don't know.
I thought she was a sibling of Rufus.
I might be slandering Martha Wainwright right now.
No.
Live on CITR.
Well, it's still a lovely song. It doesn't matter if it came from a boomer or a Gen Xer.
That's
or
right.
Someone born on.
Because, you know, you're right. It's not about divisive labels.
She's 2 years older than I am.
Oh, geez. I'm so sorry, Martha.
She's 42.
I am so
sorry.
So she's
a solidly late era Gen X.
Yeah.
But,
wow.
Still, you know, they have to
wrong.
Get their voice out
yeah.
there.
Gen Xers can still be relevant.
Thank you.
Duncan proves it here every week, too.
good. And then before that, we heard Destroyer.
Yes, Destroyer. What was that song called, Duncan?
I believe that song was called Sometimes in the World.
Yes.
Yes, from Ken from last year. And at the top, some Alberta content.
Mariel Buckley. Yeah, Rose Colored Frames.
Good stuff. All right. We're going to kick it to the other side of the country. How about that?
I like it.
All right. Pale Lips, garage rock band from Montreal. They have a new single out. It's called You're a Doll. And then we're going to hear two other Montreal bands after that. So this is Pale Lips, and you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR with Shane McMillan. We'll be right back.
MRG Concerts presents John Gren. He's got his mothership's been fancy going downtown and now he's smacking his lips. The singer, songwriter, and synth lover returns to Vancouver in support of his fourth solo album, Love is Magic. This is his best and most electronic record yet. Catch him live at the Imperial on December 20th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketfly and Red Cat Records.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is
an advertisement for
Finding the Funny
on CITR 101.9 Mondays 6 to 6:30. We'd love for you to tune in and check us out on Twitter at FindingFunnyFM. Every week, host Nico McEwen talks about new comedy topics, whether it be stand-up, sketch comedy, TV comedy, and more, always playing some of the most hilarious bits.
With your host, Nico McEwen.
Right, that was Sheer Agony from their record Masterpiece. That was the song I Have a Dream. And their dream is maybe to take a break because they're on hiatus. But if you like Sheer Agony, Jackson McIntosh, look him up. He released a solo album earlier this year. It's pretty good. He was the singer in Sheer Agony. Worth taking a look. And I played that because the band before it kind of reminded me, they reminded me of each other. That band is called Pottery, and that was their single Hank Williams. And at the top we heard another Montreal band. That was the band Pale Lips with their song You're a Doll. All right. So we're going from Montreal. We're going to go even further east. We're going to go to Newfoundland. We're going to listen to the band Fog Lake. This is from a new record entitled Carousel. And this is a song, I'll Be Around.
I'll be around. Thank you.
All right, that was the band Waste from Victoria, featuring Caitlin from Slam Dunk. They've had a couple of shows around Victoria, but it's a little quiet right now. Hopefully they'll come back, or they'll play soon, and they'll make it over here to Vancouver. That was the song Beach Day. Before that, we heard Partner from Sackville, New Brunswick. That was their new song, Lost My Pick, Can I Borrow One? And they're going to be making it to Vancouver for the first time, I believe, in February. So look out for that. And at the top, we heard Fog Lake from Newfoundland from the album Carousel. That was the song I'll Be Around. We're just like, we're hitting all the spots. This is a very geographic episode.
I like, you know, geography is an important and often overlooked subject these days, I think.
I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. All right, Shane, you got another song to play?
Yeah, I got one more song for you today. It's Natalie Prass. This is off her album, The Future and the Past. And it's a song called Short Court Style. And I'm sure you might be familiar with this one, Duncan.
It's a real toe tapper, yeah, as I often say. All right, let's give a listen to Short Court Style and Natalie Prass.
For all
All right, that was Sherry Laurel, local artist, one half of the band Mew, and that is from a brand new record. It's entitled A Furnace of Fire, and that was the song A Little Noise. It was a little more than that, if you ask me. Great track, Sherry Laurel. And at the top, we heard
Natalie Press, yes.
Yeah, with her song Short Court Style. Kind of like, one of the songs of the year, I think.
Yeah,
it's a very catchy song.
Yeah.
Cool. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much, Shane, for coming in.
No, thank you, Dunkin'. This has been a lot of fun.
It was a real treat having you here, too. So, yeah, that was great, and thanks for your picks. And stay tuned. Jaden is up next with K-Pop Cafe. He's waving to me right now from on the other side of the studio. And next week, I'm going to be traveling. I'll leave on Wednesday night, I believe, because it's a pretty long flight to the North Pole. And I'll be doing the live Dunkin' Donuts holiday special live from the North Pole next Thursday at noon, and then I'll make it back in time for Christmas. It's gonna be okay. I'm gonna see my family, and then on the 27th, whenever that Thursday is between Christmas and New Year's, best of 2018. So just tune in the coming weeks. Gonna close out with a song by Apollo Ghosts, no longer an active band, but always a part of our hearts. And their debut album, Hastings Sunrise, was released 10 years ago today. remarkable. And it also happens to be Luke Meat and Ben Lai's birthday. So big shout outs to Ben Lai and to Luke Meat.
Happy birthday, guys.
Yeah. And a happy birthday to Apollo Ghost's debut album, Hastings Sunrise. So we're going to hear the song Land of the Morning Calm. Have a great week, everyone. See you next week from the North Pole. Here we go.
This is about the time I almost died in a hospital bed in Seoul, Korea. They carried me there, the cross is burning.